This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Another exciting opportunity for you to figure out what's going on in the day by listening to us. Hello, Doug Steffen, presenting the ladies of the day, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, on our discussion of the issues, the events, things that are going on in the world. Both Jennifer and Victoria have an item from the trending column, so let's get at it. Victoria, you want to start?
Sure. Sure. Well, the Kentucky Derby, of course, is the big story, and the hepatitis A thing that we've talked about is one of those stories that's kind of freaked out a lot of people, and on social media, people are really reacting to this. The CDC says that you need to get a vaccine, so if you want to vaccinate yourself before you go out in public, if you're in Kentucky and a few other states where hepatitis A is really prevalent, then I guess that's something you should talk to your doctor about, but this is definitely building steam with people. It's just creating a bigger dialogue, not just the Kentucky Derby itself, but with people getting vaccinated against this hepatitis A virus, and the homeless population and fecal matter and things like that are spreading, and so that seems, it's a gross story, but it is unfortunately gross. Trending.
All right, Jen, what do you have?
All right, so we got to talk about fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah, there are a couple of things trending right now out of the White House. And one of these stories is just how quick the news media is to pick up and run on anonymously sourced stories. Now, this used to be used as a tool in journalism years ago, but it wasn't used every single day, every single minute. If you had an anonymous source, typically that was for a big story where protection was required. It seems now the news media has used anonymous sources to function every single day, and it blew up when Chuck Todd had to retract a story that that MSNBC had run with, and that was that Michael Cohen, the president's personal attorney, was being wiretapped by the federal government. Mm-hmm. NBC had to retract the claims of that story after about 3 hours of reporting on it nonstop, saying that that was indeed not true, that they had simply just put in a call tracker, which is, I guess, pretty standard operating procedure when it comes to investigations, and that is to see just like a call log, like we all have on our telephones, like a caller ID log, how long calls are made and how long, who they're coming from, that sort of thing. So now the focus is on what are we going to do to make sure that these types of stories don't continue to happen. And I don't know if there's going to be an answer to that or if it's going to stop, but certainly NBC taking some heat. Also some focus on Iran, because they have come out just a few days before this Iran deal is set to expire and said that they will not renegotiate a deal prior to President Trump's decision on the agreement. The European allies, including France and Germany, who were out visiting, Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron were visiting the White House just a few days ago, and in those meetings they had hoped that Trump would go in and renegotiate with Iran before the deal was going to expire, but Iran says that's not an option.
All right, 10 past the hour here on the DJV show. Man, you really have given some bad gifts over the years. When it comes to giving awful gifts, nobody does it better than men. There's a survey out by a jewelry company saying 33% of women say their men are guilty of giving them a gift that is far from the mark. 32% say that their guy has presented them with a present that was more appropriate for him than for her. It gets worse. 51% of the ladies say that their man's gift is all wrong 25% of the time. Some of the worst gifts cited by women include a gift certificate to a weight loss clinic, set of tickets to a Detroit Tigers game, only her seat wasn't with him.
Oh.
A dress in size 16 for a woman who was a size 8.
Oh, no.
Vacuum cleaner bags. And perhaps the worst of all, the worst gift of all, a divorce. So if you don't want to be...
If he was giving those presents, that might actually be a good gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. If you don't want to be in that column, you need to go to Books Books.com, B-O-U-Q-S, Books.com, and use the code D-O-U-G. Save 15% on these booking awesome flowers that you've heard us talking about for the past week or so. Last minute produce department flowers, yuck. The whole deal with flowers has been bastardized by all these companies trying to make so much money on those of you who forget. Wait till the last minute. Come on. Don't do that. You got plenty of time. Get the best, the most freshly cut flowers from the Books Farms. Deliver them straight to your mom so they last. And this will be something that will last for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Books has farms located on the side of a volcano in Hawaii. That'll prove no, they're not really in Hawaii, but there's a volcano there, so sooner or later some good stuff will come out of that. But these flowers, wherever they're grown, are so gorgeous, and they are what the soil will present. And these are, if you ever get the concept of organic, these are organic flowers. That makes them even more desirable, more interesting. Your mom is going to post pictures of them, say what a great husband you are, or a great son or daughter you are. Books is the best. Get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Go to Books.com. The price is amazing to begin with, but it's even better when you use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. Order them now. Get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug as the code. Books.com, B-O-U-Q-S, Books.com. Remember to enter Doug, Doug, D-O-U-G, to save an extra 15%, Books.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In today's automotive news, technology is exploding in new cars. Toyota have started adding SafetySense 2.0 into their vehicles. The new 2019 Corolla hatchback has a pre-collision warning system with full brake if the driver should not respond to avoid an object in their vehicle's path. But it comes with cyclist detection and pedestrian detection in low light, which are features that are attracting a lot of customers. The new Corolla hatchback also comes with intelligent manual transmission that helps you not stall your vehicle while pulling away from a stop sign. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16 past the hour. This is the DJV show. You know what fear is? Fear-based thinking. false expectations appearing real. That's my definition of fear. And under the circumstances, we have lots of that around. Victoria was out one day this past week, and we had speculated on the air that it was because she may have eaten romaine lettuce. Most of you know right now that there was a big recall on romaine lettuce. And don't throw it away. Bring it back to the store and get your money back. Anybody, everybody who's got romaine lettuce now. This was a regional thing at first. Now it has spread. And you had an upset stomach. What did you have? A little bug? What actually, how would you describe what you had?
Yeah, well, I had a stomach bug or something, but I realized later on that I had eaten romaine lettuce on a salad, on a sandwich at Panera on Monday. I was at my parents' house over the weekend, and I had a sandwich before I drove back into the city, and then it hit me a couple days later, like, oh, geez, I wonder if Panera's on top of, you know, making sure, because they say that you can eat romaine as long as you know for sure it's not from Arizona, but how do you really know that?
No, you don't know that.
Right?
That's
no one can
nonsense.
Know that.
No.
So, I don't
Unless
know.
They put up in the store, this is not from Arizona, this romaine is not from Arizona. But to try to hide it, or if you're running a restaurant or you're running a supermarket, you just take the romaine lettuce and you put it in the garbage. There are plenty of, most of the stores now, at least in our area, and I think this is true wherever there is any kind of farming being done where there are pigs, they have a separate place for the food waste, and the people, the farmers, pick it up and bring it and feed it to the pigs.
So the pigs don't get E. coli?
No. Are you kidding?
They're tough. I don't know.
What a wonderful...
They've got the same constitution as Doug.
Yeah, oh, God.
Right. Yeah. Very strong constitution. Other food news, Kroger has recalled 35,000 pounds of ground beef because a food processing company that supplies meat to them says the ground beef may be contaminated with bits and pieces of hard plastic. Good
Lovely.
God. So this company is JBS. This is a post-slaughterhouse outfit. They recalled the items after a consumer complained that hard blue pieces of plastic were found in their Hamburg.
Yeah.
The beef produced back in March. This shows you how bad, this really does show you how bad the situation is when it comes to you thinking you're getting fresh ground beef or anything else. This stuff was shipped 2 months ago, or a month and a half ago, to the distribution centers in Indiana and Virginia, and then was moved to stores from those states. From those supply sites. The meat packaged under the label Kroger Ground Beef, Private Selection Angus Beef, Kroger Ground Sirloin, All Natural Laura's Lean Beef. So, again, this is so frustrating for me because this makes the farmers look bad, and it's not about the farmers. It never is about the farmers. It's always about the middlemen, the people who process the stuff after they get it. This is obviously a company that is cutting corners. People say, well, there are mistakes. How do you get blue pieces of hard plastic, for God's sakes, into ground beef? Unless
something,
you're not,
you know, what must have gotten into the grinder, right, at the same time that meat was going through it? That's
right.
Really
have you ever
weird.
Been to a processing plant, though? They're not
I
the
have.
Cleanest places on
no,
the planet.
They're horrible. And the meat inspector sits there reading a newspaper. I'll never forget going in and watching the supposedly USDA-inspected beef is garbage. This whole thing. This stuff, we're talking about stuff that goes back to, if it was produced on March 22nd, that means the animal went through the system a week or two before that. So who knows what has happened to that meat? Unless you go to the butcher store and see where the stuff comes from or know where your butcher's getting it. This is the food supply stuff, the chain of food in this country is becoming really decimated. It's very distressing. Especially when we have so many hard-working farmers working to produce good stuff. 21 after the hour on the DJV Show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour, some entertainment news. I guess this would be considered entertainment. Bill Cosby and Roman Polanski, no longer members of one of the most important organizations in Hollywood, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The group behind the Academy Awards voted to expel both of these from its membership. The board continues to encourage ethical standards that require members to uphold the Academy's values. The values of respect for human dignity. Cosby found guilty last week on 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. And everybody knows the story about Polanski fleeing this country back in the 70s after being charged with the statutory rape of a 13-year-old. So what has taken them from 1978 to 2018 to dump this guy?
And the only reason that they're doing it now is because they want to dump Bill Cosby, and they know that the criticism would be so great if they dumped one and not the other, that they had to do both.
Had they dumped Weinstein?
Know. Oh, yeah. No. They dumped him. Yeah, they dumped him last October. Yeah.
Did you guys hear Alan Dershowitz is going to be his new attorney?
What? Weinstein's attorney?
Yeah.
No. Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Are they friends? Because it seems like only a friend would take that case on.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But what took them so long with Polanski? A few years ago, he was nominated for something.
Yeah. Yes, he was. You're right about that.
Yep. So that's extra weird.
Yeah. That's what's really weird is that he was provided a lot of protection. It's very much like Harvey Weinstein.
It's so out of touch. Yeah. The members of this group is so out of touch.
It's because they probably love his art, and so they're willing to ignore all of the other crap that he's done because they think he's still producing stuff that they can nominate. Whereas Bill Cosby hasn't been in anything for a while, and he's blind now or whatever, so he's not going to be producing anything, so they don't care about dumping him. But I think you're right, Jen. They have to dump both of them at the same time. Otherwise, they're huge hypocrites, which we all know they are anyway. But at least this way they can pretend they're not.
Right.
What fools. 25 and change after the hour. Some music news now. Music in the focus on the DJB show. Flock of Seagulls announcing a new album. This is a group from the 80s. They announced that they will reunite to record a new album called Ascension. Project will be the first time they have been together, all four of the members. Mike Score and his brother Ali, Frank Maudsley, and Paul Reynolds. Remember the story of a young heart? Have you got that? Is that what you're playing in the background? I can't quite hear.
I think this song is from that album,
Now, this is a song, recognizable song. The new album is comprised of unique renditions of some of the greatest hits with the Prague Philharmonic. No release date has been announced. the teaser trailer says summer of this year. So this is what is, you've recognized this, all this instrumentation.
Well, there's such a big hankering now for 80s and 90s artists to get back together. And so it makes sense. They're going to capitalize.
Sure. All right. Also in the musical world, Pink has announced a tour next year, beautiful Trauma World Tour, get even more expansive, 37 more dates next year across North America, starting in Fort Lauderdale on March 1st, and this is next year, obviously, wrapping up at Madison Square Garden on the 21st of May. In between, she's going to hit New Orleans and Nashville, San Antonio, Los Angeles. I'll go to see her, Jennifer, with you in L.A.
Yeah,
next winter.
Amazing.
How about we do that?
I would love to see her again. She is just really good in concert.
Yeah, good for
her. I keep hearing rave reviews about her live. I've never seen her, but she hangs over the crowd by a trapeze and still manages to sing. It's amazing.
She's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
George Harrison's first electric guitar is up for auction. Julian Auction says Harrison played the Hofner Club 40 when the Beatles played around Liverpool as the Quarrymen. He traded his acoustic guitar for the electric model with Ray Ennis, who was a member of the Swinging Blue Jeans. He donated it to a band competition in 1965. It was won by a member of a German band who died last year. His widow was putting it up for auction. Estimates $200K to $300K. For this Fender Telecaster owned by Robbie Robertson that sold recently for I guess it's on the auction block as well. Is this the same auction? Yeah, I think the Hard Rock Cafe next week. 28 after the hour, DJV time.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now 34 at the hour on the DJV experience. Doug Steffen here presenting Jennifer and Victoria and Kara for your listening and dancing pleasure. Some people in the news. The Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, sort of getting it back in the cheek because the chaplain, remember we were talking about Reverend Patrick Conroy heading for the door and now he's not. Ryan says he'll accept the fact that he is rescinding his resignation after a lot of the members of the House got worked up about it. I'm worked up about it because I don't know what the hell somebody like that literally is doing in the House. Why are we paying?
Why is that a thing?
Why are we paying somebody to be the House chaplain, whether it's a Protestant, a Catholic, a Jew, a Muslim? This is, hello, separation of church and state. So if somebody wants to show up once in a while and do a prayer, but
yeah,
why are we
fine.
Paying somebody
Why can't it be counsel,
salary?
Though?
Why can't it be what?
Personal counsel, perhaps?
Yeah, whatever, but don't pay them. They show up, and so we give them a minute to have a prayer. This stuff
is so
out of control.
Yeah, that should be an honorary position.
So much stuff goes on that is funded by these things. They have so much money. They can do what they want with the discretionary money. Pastoral services being paid for? No. No, no, no. And when are we going to do something about it? And who's face do you get into to fix it? That's the question. I don't get
That's been a position for a long time.
So? That means it's legit?
No, but I mean, it would probably, you'd have to go through a lot of paperwork to make it go away.
Apparently, that's what that's part of this thing. Well, he's been there for such a long time. He's such a good guy. Screw that. It's not. This is not about that guy, by the way, either. He's probably a wonderful man. Man, maybe served well, but that doesn't mean he should be there.
Well, it shouldn't be a position.
No.
It's really not about him. It just shouldn't be.
Right, it isn't about
it
him.
It should be. Why isn't there, like, a rotating crop of people to come in and for the National Prayer Breakfast? One person, you know, gets to do that one year, and it should just be an honorary position.
At the White House. That's what happens at the White House. There's, like, 100 people, actually, on his, basically, his that are unpaid, that are part of his prayer counseling and
so how come they how come those people can't be counseling members of Congress if they need it, you know?
It just seems
like what is this guy doing all day? Is he just sitting in an office waiting for someone to need spiritual counseling? It seems weird and a waste of money.
All right, Jennifer, Catholic school graduate, there is a focus on a Catholic high school's solution for young girls who don't follow the prom dress code. Do you remember, did you go to the prom when you were in, you went to Catholic high school, so did you go to the prom?
I did.
Was there a dress code then?
You know, I don't remember if there was a dress code, but I think if somebody had been in there really inappropriate, some of these prom dresses I see now that kids wear are ridiculous. They're like an inch of fabric and then a bunch of netting. It's really strange.
They're super slutty looking. I hate to say that, but they are.
Mine was fully covering.
Divine Child High School in Dearborn, Michigan, focusing on ponchos that are being worn supposedly for... this is what the school has come up with as a way to have a proper dress code at their proms. Modesty ponchos, they call them, both long and short styles, meant to cover up a variety of hemlines and necklines.
That's one way to do it if people are showing too much.
That's one way of ensuring that no one will break the dress code, because no one wants to wear a poncho at prom.
How embarrassing.
Right.
No,
they look embarrassing. Like, and they're really hideous, too. The pictures of them have gone viral. They're just, they look like when you're in kindergarten and you wear an art smock, that's what it looks like.
That's pretty funny, actually. That's very smart to get people to follow the dress code.
Uh-huh.
Just cover them in a sheet.
There's a note pinned to the ponchos at Red Court. If your dress doesn't meet our formal dance dress requirements, no problem. We got you covered, literally. This is our modesty poncho, which you'll be given at the door.
That's awesome. And you know what? It's okay. Catholic school, private schools especially, and even public schools have dress codes. You don't follow them? Instead of having to go through the trauma of sending someone home, just pop them in an embarrassing smock. I love it.
And you know, I don't actually mind this just because it seems like they're having fun with it. I have more of an issue when someone wears an outfit to the prom and then... just to school, and it's like a spaghetti strap or something that's, like, not inappropriate, and then they're sent to the office because someone couldn't handle it, and it's too sexy or something. Like,
it's not about someone that can't handle it, though. If there's a dress code and rules, you follow the rules. Spoken like the true Catholic schoolgirl that I am, we had to have our skirts a certain length. We had to do all these things, and it wasn't like you're in there being offensive, but if you're not following a rule, you're breaking it.
Well, I appreciate that they have announced it in advance and what they're going to do about it, because I have problems when it's arbitrarily enforced on different people who, you know, have different bust sizes or something like that.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that they're saying, hey, if you don't cover up, then you'll have to wear this. That's nice.
All right.
But apparently this had such a huge reaction because it went viral. Some kids took pictures of the message and the poncho, and it went viral, and I guess the schools had to back down now, and they sent letters to the parents saying that we never intended to make your daughters wear a poncho. They did. Yeah, they did.
Take some balsam pills, for God's sake.
Yeah, they're doing something good here.
Right. You don't want to go, then you don't want to follow the rules, then don't go. The poncho will not be passed out at the prom. The girls who violate the policy...
Some of the girls will be there.
Right. Well, the parents...
Out at the prom.
Some of the kids said they would leave the event if they were forced to wear a poncho. Okay,
good.
So go home.
Bye.
See you later. All right. I'm on the Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show, and I want to thank... I'm looking at 50 or 60 posts of names here. Let's see, Rosemary
this is a huge
Keller
response.
Says Aurora,
Nate, no, we have to also say what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you're telling
me.
Yes, right. Sorry. Yes, I've too many assumptions. All right. If you go to facebook.com/DJV show, you'll see a picture of a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful little bulldog who has great eyes, a great nose, great lips, great mouth, great looks in terms of expressions. And she will be mine later today. Or we will be ours. We'll be each other's. As it were.
You're already in love, I can tell.
She's a sweet
girl. Very cute.
She's a sweet girl. So anyway, I thought, I don't like the name Princess, which is what they're calling her at the rescue. So I thought, okay, let's come up with some different names. So we're looking, all of us here, we've got Rosie, Aurora, Radio.
I think we're getting further from
Tammy Sue.
Or
well,
Ginger.
She'll be in the studio. So we'll make it, we'll work through it. Meanwhile, focus on your career and some obvious concerns, maybe some ideas on career moves. Straight ahead here. Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom he didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. What if losing weight was as simple as popping a pill? It sounds like every dieter's dream, right? Well, we're not there yet, but a recent study did find that adding injections of a commonly used diabetes drug to a behavioral program significantly increased weight loss.
Liraglutide slows down stomach emptying, increases the feeling of fullness after eating.
And feeling full longer helps people eat less, says Dr. Michael Camilleri.
The average weight loss in the patients who were on liraglutide was about 11 pounds in 3 months of treatment. In contrast, patients who received an injection of saline, which was the control, on average lost about 3 or 4 pounds.
Now, while having another tool available is great, Dr. Camilleri reminds us that lifestyle interventions, diet and exercise, are still the best way to control your weight. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
45 past the hour here, a focus on you and your career. Dennis Bonilla is here. Dennis is a, I find people who do things like this to be pretty interesting. Executive Dean, University of Phoenix, He is responsible for all aspects of the College of Information Systems and Technology, the college's financial performance, academic performance. So you're the boss. Basically, let's get to the brass tacks here. Dennis, you are the boss.
That is correct. I'm the boss.
You be the boss. Okay, you did a survey that found that more than a quarter of employed U.S. adults said that they plan to interview for a new job this year. Is that because they are not happy? They want their career isn't expanding where they are? They want more money? What are the reasons people give you, or did you ask that in the survey?
We did ask, and there are a variety of reasons why employees leave. You know, some of it is around salary and commute times and benefits. But what we found in the survey is that a lot of employees leave because there are not opportunity for career advancement and promotion, and they feel like they're stuck in their jobs. In fact, we found that 64% of the respondents want to be promoted within their current organizations, yet about half felt that there's probably not a promotion in sight. So as a result, almost 28% are looking for new jobs.
So this is more about how you keep employees as well as encouraging people to do the best they can for themselves. If this is a problem, good employees are leaving, what employers are you talking to, or what people are coming to you to figure out how to keep the good employees, how to keep them in the jobs or move them up? If they don't have positions, they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, aren't they?
Well, they are. You know, this is part of the whole transformation of, you know, productivity, and, you know, a lot of organizations are becoming flatter, they're becoming leaner, they're automating more processes. As a result, there's not as much opportunity for promotion, but, you know, there are ways that you can, you know, make that better for the employees. You know, we found that not only attracting employees, but retaining employees is important, because when you have to replace an employee, the cost of replacement is very high, and we find that, you know, all the brain drain that occurs when they leave the organization actually is a big negative for the organization.
Well, if you're an employer and you want to retain the talent that you have, are employers sending some of their employees off to school to get better education so that they might be more valuable to the company? Is that one option?
That is one of the options. We know that, you know, if you want to get a better promotion or a better opportunity at work, career advancement is enhanced by education. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to go and get a full degree. In many cases, you can go out and get a certificate in a variety of technical skills. But what's really important is also that your employers are sending people to take professional soft skills training. You know, they value leadership skills. They value the ability to, mentor and do career enhancement for employees, yet employees think that professional soft skills are not as important as technical skills, but in reality, those will help you get promoted.
So do you teach all of that stuff at the various campuses at the University of Phoenix? Campuses, I mean, the utility that you have in front of you, i.e. a computer. You have a lot of online courses, don't you?
We do ground campuses, and we involve all these critical skills that are important for career relevancy in all our courseware. So we teach people to do critical thinking, leadership skills. We provide them with the ability to do collaboration and communications, and we incorporate that into all the courseware. So as they're going through their career and they're going through their degree programs, that these skills are continuously being reinforced.
Mm-hmm. So going to the University of Phoenix's website, good place to start for more information?
Sure, just go to phoenix.edu.
All right, Dennis, thank you. Executive Dean of the University of Phoenix, Dennis Bonilla here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Past the hour now, it's time for our weekly visit with Nick Miles, whose website, OurAutoExpert.com, is just that, reflective of his expertise when it comes to, as we say here in the Northeast, CAS. He's a CAS expert. So let's talk about, well, we're not going to talk about cars as much as people who run these places that make the cars. Martin Winkelkorn, former chief executive officer of Volkswagen, has been charged with fraud. This goes back to the diesel thing. I thought we were beyond all of that, Nick.
Yeah, the rearview mirror seems to see a long way back these days, my friends. I think they did too, actually. So a little bit of a surprise. They bought back all the cars, they paid compensation, they paid big fines. But the big shocker here is that it looks like he's going to get some prison time. That looks like where this is going if he's found guilty. The interesting thing is there's two engineers sitting in jail right now for doing it, but this is the first time I can ever think that an executive has faced criminal charges. Now, quite often these companies face charges that they get fined and they sort of get in trouble, get their hands slapped, get to pay lots of money, but nobody gets to go to jail. So this has shooken up the industry quite a lot, because some of these top car executives from both American and foreign companies are sitting there going, wow, I could go to jail if I make the wrong decision.
And you know what? I don't buy this. I'm not buying into this at all. So they made a mistake, or they cheated, or whatever it was they did. It's still, the world is better off with more diesel engines because they use less fuel than not. And these cars are so much better than what they used to be. This is more government maneuvering, manipulation, Well, we have our rules. Well, you made rules they couldn't follow. So, yeah, you forced them in a way into cheating. I would be fighting this tooth and nail if I were this guy.
Winner, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you also look at things like this. They're getting, Martha Stewart got in trouble by not being honest with the government. And it wasn't the fact that she had done any insider trading. This is kind of how the federal government works.
Yeah,
it's
you
really
lie.
About the, yeah, it's really about they're not giving them all the information they wanted. You know, if they had come clean, if they had done all this stuff, even if they had cheated right at the beginning, I think he'd probably still be in the same position. But the federal government like to say, well, you know, if you were more honest with us, it might not have been so bad. Yeah. Well, you know, what? I did the crime, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Sorry, no sale. I'd buy one of those cars in a minute. My daughter has my daughter and my son both had them. My son traded his in for a station wagon that was gas powered, and my daughter has a station wagon. They both drive identical cars now. His is black and hers is blue, but hers is diesel. She kept it because she liked it. And going to school in England, she had one of those little Rover four cylinder vacuum cleaner cars. The engine was blue. Like a vacuum cleaner going down the street. It was very efficient, like 900 miles to the gallon or something. She filled up the tank once a month. That was fabulous. Okay, so backup cameras now. New cars in our country are going to be required to have backup cameras no matter what the car costs. Everybody has to have a backup camera. What's the reason for that?
Yeah, so this came in Tuesday, but it's long awaited. Originally, it was supposed to come in 2015, and it didn't. So there was lots of companies complaining they hadn't quite got there. They weren't ready. It was too expensive. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I think it's actually a good thing. Cameras are so cheap now, so cheap. I mean, we're talking about 5 or 10% of what they used to be 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It's really easy to put in. You're putting wiring harnesses back there anyway because you're doing lights and all that sort of thing. And there's so many kids every year and pets that get run over when people back out of the driveway or insurance damage. And it was really a push by the insurance companies to say, you know, if you put this in for X amount of dollars, it's going to be so much less than running over something that you love.
Yeah.
They're just such a good idea. So I think it's actually taken a lot longer than it should have done, but I feel a lot better about buying a new car. Now I know it has to have a backup camera.
All right, you know what the most valuable pickups are when you see that thieves are stealing Ram pickup trucks off the assembly line. What the heck is the story with that?
Can you believe this? This is what happened in Warren, Michigan. Thieves broke into the factory and drove about 12 or 13 Ram pickup trucks right off the assembly line, and they got to the fence before anybody noticed. That's what's crazy to me. So anyway, these pickup trucks, they got clean away at this point, and it sounds like there's no way to find them.
Yeah, there you go. Somebody's driving nice new Ram pickup trucks. Nick Miles, check out his website, OurAutoExpert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.